he went through massive changes. And Aldous Huxley and Mike Wallace show, he did talk about what he was concerned about. Now, he'd already been through Tavistock Institute. He knew they were putting wires in people's brains over there in England and under the because they could always use so-called insane people, you see, at that time, way back in the 30s and 40s and 50s. To do their testing, this quiet testing. A lot of the people would have no relatives left, these patients, and if they had relatives at all, they didn't want to even come and visit them or know about them. So they were perfect for doing these experiments. No one would ask any questions. And they were way past the simple lobotomy stages back then, and they were putting implants in folks' brains with wires attached to them, just like they'd done with rats and so on, and Pavlov and had been up to, etc. And you'll find that they wanted to find out how they could motivate people to change behavior by introducing currents into sections of the brain. They were mapping the brain back then too. And Huxley talks about it. You can see where he was fascinated by certain experiments they did, and at the same time is giving you these little warnings about technology itself and the rapidity of technological advancement. Now, that also included, he didn't mention it, but that's, he knew it also included behaviorism and the psychology of the human being, the psychodynamics, as they call it. And there were set behaviors that are born within you. They're innate, basically. They call them imperatives and all the rest of it. But why you do certain things when you're young, etc. Or mainly while you're young. But he knew all of this stuff was going to be used by the scientists at the top. The scientists he knew had already been destined to be a tremendous power, a force over the global population, and they would be of incredible benefit to the rulers of the world, the masters of the world. He called them the dominant minority, and he was well aware of them, of course, naturally. In fact, through marriage and so on, his family had been bred into them a while back with the Darwins and the rest of them. But I mentioned a lot of this before, you know, years ago, but you understand that he knew that someone who understood this very, very well, these techniques, could make ordinary people, he said, normal people, behave and do things which perhaps in their best interest they shouldn't be doing. He's talking about behavior modification on a mass scale. It's easier to do behavior modification on a mass scale than to do it individually. Because there are instincts, you see, in humanity. There's a herd instinct. There's a gregarious part of humanity, you see. And there's also peer pressure, incredible peer pressure. Young people have it perhaps more because they want to fit in and be accepted by their peer group. And so, getting back to the 60s and 70s, when they brought out a new, they always give you a new vocabulary for a revolution. It's trendy, you see, and you have a kid. So you're the in-group, you understand the cool words and all the rest of it. Everyone's hip, etc., etc. So they always give you, whenever you hear new words being introduced, they don't come from the people from the streets. It comes from those at the top that put them out there through media, through their music and so on, to get you to emulate it. And it works awfully well. And since your target group really are the young, you see, the future citizens and adults and all the rest of it, then you must make it sound very exciting, like you're going somewhere. You're all going somewhere with the same opinions, the same everything, you see. And you're going to change everything. So in the 60s, they were concerned about nuclear war and all that. So the big left groups, of course, the high left groups were doing their big, long demonstrations across the world in the so-called free countries against atomic warfare and peace, love, and all the rest of it too at the same time. Where are they today? Well, see, the masses only follow the leaders of these far-left groups. And if the leaders aren't told by the big foundations to go marching, then they sit at home and watch TV, you see. So you make it exciting and promote behavior, again, for a mass group. And again, peer pressures comes into and all the rest of it. Until to be with the in-group, you got to change the behavior and behave in a certain way. You adopt the terminology that's put for you to adopt. You all say the same things about, say, bands or groups and so on, or LSD or the latest drug or whatever it happens to be. And how everything's magic, you say, everything's magic. And out of millions of them, you're lucky if there's one or two who understand you're all being conned from that same age group. It's so perfect in its transmission to the masses through technology that it's very hard to resist it. Every child wants to be accepted by its peer group.